In a recent episode, I shared with you my biggest money mistake. Well, we are changing it up today, and I'm going to share with you some purchases that I've made that have actually improved my life, that have improved our lives, that has improved my business finances. So I'm going to talk to you about that because the reality is we tend to have this stigma around making purchases because we need to be saving, we need to be paying off debt. But the reality is some purchases are really a good thing. So let's get to it. You are listening to Her Dinero Matters, the podcast helping Latinas have increased confidence and control over their finances. My name is Jen Hempel, and as an accredited financial counselor, my mission is to help you be more confident and simplify your finances so you can save more, get out of debt quicker, and build your wealth. Usually when it comes to purchases, we are told to ask ourselves, is this a want or is this a need? We really need to be focusing on the needs. We don't want to be purchasing the wants, or we need to minimize purchasing on those wants, right? You've probably been there. And then that leads to when you want to make a purchase, it leads to guilt and it leads to shame because you're wanting something that, quote unquote, is a want and not a need. But the reality is that wants and needs are so subjective and so different for every person. And what may be a need now may not be a need later. So the needs and the wants really actually change depending on what season of life we're in. So I'm going to share with you some of the purchases that I've made that have actually improved my life, has improved our household's financial lives, and also some purchases that I have made for business that have made really a big difference. So the first one, you're probably going to laugh at this because if you know me, if you've been with me for a while, you know I love coffee. I love me some good coffee. I'm from Colombia, but being from Colombia, not everybody from Colombia likes coffee, let's be real. But being from Colombia, you would think that I have this eclectic taste in terms of coffee, and I just drink it black, no sugar, like, because real coffee drinkers, that's how they drink, right? Their coffee, black, nothing added to it. Well, I was brought up with café con leche. Mi abuelita, that's what she gave me when I was young. It's basically coffee with it's half milk and half coffee. And it was, she warmed up the milk and put it in the coffee with some sugar. So good. That's how I was brought up. So coffee for me is a big thing. I drink it daily. I don't think I'm not a big coffee drinker. You won't see me drinking a whole pot of coffee throughout the day. That's not me. That's too much coffee for me. It's just basically drink a cup and I'm done. Sometimes I need two cups, right? There's some days that I need two cups. So for me, this purchase has been a special Keurig that I wanted some years ago. And actually, it came out, I would say it was pre-pandemic. It came out and I told my husband, I want this coffee maker. But honestly, I wanted to wait till the price went down because I think it was probably over $200. I don't know if it was near the $300 mark, but at that time it was over $200. And it was not just a coffee, but it was a milk frother. So basically you can make your coffee. You can actually make lattes, cappuccinos. You can make iced coffee. Well, the milk part, you can, it'll warm it up for cappuccinos and lattes, but you can also have it so you can serve it as an iced coffee or for a cold latte. And so I wanted that. You're probably thinking, I know where this is going. She stopped buying coffees at coffee shops. No. I have not, but actually it has minimized the times that I go because I have it there and I actually like it better. I actually like my coffee. Granted, it's coffee, the coffee that I have is the good stuff. And it's from Colombia and I'm spoiled like that. But since I've had the machine, I use it daily. And that sometimes when I have to have more than one cup of coffee, I use it multiple times. So it's been such an amazing purchase. I can't say it has saved me money. I have minimized the amount of times that I go to like out for a coffee shop because I, that the wanting of that coffee with that foamy milk, I can get it at home. So it has that. But for me, it's not about that, right? But it's just made just such a difference for me in terms of I can just make this fancy coffee at home. And yeah, it saves some money. But really, when it comes to saving money, like I said, I don't, it's not that big of a deal, I don't think. But if you were wanting to track what I would recommend for those of you, let's say you're wanting to save on those lattes, I'm not like a big proponent of like, you can't have lattes, you got to save that money. That's not the advice I give. But if you're trying to set a goal of saving X amount of money and coffee, not going out to coffee is a way you can do that. I would track that, the coffee that you're, the money that you're not spending, and actually put that aside because you can say, oh, I saved myself $5 in coffee today. You may have, but if you didn't do anything with that $5 that you saved, it's gone. So didn't serve any purpose. So if you're going to be doing that, that's what I would suggest. So I wanted to tell you about that, my Keurig. Really, really a great purchase for me. The other one, this one is we bought, I should say I, because my husband didn't want to do this. When I found out I was pregnant with my youngest, so this was 17 plus years ago, we had someone come to the door and they were selling these pots. These stainless steel pots. You may or may not know the company. I'm not gonna name them here. And I was pretty amazed with the pots. And at that time, we had already changed up our pots, and I just didn't know how to purchase pots that were good quality. So these pots, these set of pots that were supposed to be good, well, they actually are because spoiler alert, we still have them to this day. We have not bought extra pots since. And these pots were probably the set we probably spent $2,000 or $3,000, which we didn't have that money. Well, we had it in our emergency funds. So yes, my husband was like, you don't need to do this. That's some expensive pots. And in my mind, I'm like, this is amazing. We'll never have to buy pots again. And that's how it was in my mind. And we didn't, but I was a little scared because it was a big purchase. But it was a really good purchase because we still use these pots to this day. So, and I don't know how often you change pots, but before then, we were changing pots quite frequently. And so I think that was actually a good investment. We've gotten, again, 17 years worth of using these pots, and they're still in fantastic condition. So that I think has saved us a lot of money. How much in pots? I don't know. But I think it was really a worthwhile investment. Then another thing that I think is a great purchase, and I bring this up because of those Stanley mugs that have caused so much ruckus. Years ago, I think it was 2017, I bought this stainless steel water bottle, and actually I paid like $20 for it, which that back then it just seemed like, oh my gosh, I'm splurging a little. And actually it's like one of these, this is not the one that I bought because I've been buying a few just because I like to have different colors. But back then it was a lot of money, but I love them because one, it keeps the water cold, and these aren't, I don't know how much the Stanley mugs are costing. You can buy some nice water bottles that keeps your water cold. And yeah, I wanted to bring that up because of the Stanley mugs. But yeah, so that I thought I was making a really expensive purchase, but I felt like it was a good because then we weren't, the other thing is not buying bottled water. Well, I don't buy bottled water. If you ask my husband, he will. I don't know why, because we have some multiple of these, but for some reason he prefers bottled water. And I have this thing. You hear that it's not good to drink from water plastic bottles, and I don't know, something about that has stuck with me. And so therefore, I buy something else to drink my water, so I don't have to buy bottled water. And so that's another one. Then the rest of these purchases around services, house cleaning has been such a game changer, even though currently I don't have it. But because our situation is a little different, We live in a base, and to get in here, it's you have to have special. If you don't have a military ID, you're not going to get in here. So I would have to find someone that has, base access. And now, to make it more complicated, since I started that job, when is this person? Whenever I find it, when I find this person, when would they be able to come? I'm working Monday through Friday. But when I had it, it was fabulous, because even though it was some extra money out of our pocket, it allowed me to be working from home. It just having that the house clean, it made a difference, because when I see things dirty, I get a little irritated, especially because since I'm not the only one in the house, I want others to be helping. So if I don't see it done, then someone's not too happy. And it's just a lot to keep up. So house cleaning was such an amazing thing to have, because things got done, things were clean. And when things are clean and you just walk around and you just know it, everything looks good. It makes a difference, not just for my mental health, but it allows me just to think clearly versus having on my mind, oh my gosh, I need to clean this, or I need this, the bathroom needs to be cleaned, or whatever. So having a house cleaner was definitely a purchase that improved our lives. Then the other last one, also with services, has to do with my business. And that has been first hiring a bookkeeper, because I used to do my own bookkeeping. I dreaded it. Oh my goodness, I did not like doing that aspect of my business. I dreaded, because it was tedious, and then things would come up, then I wouldn't do it, I would put it off. So then it got longer, because then it would take longer because I would have to catch up from the previous month. That was not a good thing. And so finally, I made the decision to find a bookkeeper, and she's fabulous, and that has made a difference. So that has improved our business finances, because I know what's coming in, what's going out. She helps me get ready for estimated taxes. The other purchase is another service for the accountant that I held off for a long time. But ever since I've been having these past several years, it's been, oh my goodness, it makes life so much easier. So having those services or those people on my team have really made a difference in my business in the business finances, because I know those things are taken care of, and it just makes a difference. And the other one that has to do with services is lawyers. You gotta love them. They are needed. They're expensive, but they are needed. I have had multiple instances where I've had to hire the services of a lawyer for someone was trying to use my trademark name before, or trying to make sure that I get some invoices paid that was questionable. So that has been worth the money. Those things have been worth the money. So I wanted to share those things, because I know, again, as I mentioned earlier, sometimes we're so focused that we shouldn't be spending because we have to be saving. But the reality is there's definitely some purchases that can improve your life, your overall well-being, your financial life. I shared some of mine, and I want to hear from you. What are the purchases for you? Those purchases for you that have made a difference in your life, or have made a difference in your financial life. So let me know, send me an email, send me a direct message on social, or even just share that you listened to this episode, share a screenshot, tag me. I would really greatly appreciate it. So this was just a different episode, just a fun episode. Let me know what you thought of it, if you want more episodes like this, and I appreciate you. So next week, we are going to talk about some money lessons that aren't taught. So I'm going to share with you my perspective on that, so you don't want to miss it. So that's it. Buena pues, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to tune into the show. I know you have a lot of choices of podcasts to choose from, but you chose to hang out with me. So I appreciate you. You can check out the show notes over at jenhemphill.com/397. That is jenhemphill.com/397. Remember that being the reina starts now, simply by claiming it. I believe in you, and so should you. Nos hablaremos el próximo jueves. Ciao.